Let us make this act of memorial an act of worship to God. Let us sing together the first hymn on the order of service. My times are in thy hand. My God, I wish them there. My life, my friends, my soul, I leave entirely to thy care. Let us rise and sing. When we have sung the hymn, we'll resume our seats, and Pastor Harvey Shaw, a former student in the Bible class at Lurgan, and then pastor of the Elam Church, which is located next door to the Lurgan Baptist Church, and who was a very firm friend of Willie Mullins, Pastor Shaw, will lead us in prayer. First the hymn, My Times Are in Thy Hand. Heavenly Father, we enter thy presence this Lord's Day afternoon, coming to thee in that name which is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We feel today, O Father, that we cannot approach thee at this moment without giving thanks to God for the one by whom we come. We thank thee for the man, Christ Jesus. We thank thee for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We praise thee for the mediator of the new covenant, the one mediator between God and men. We thank thee for the work of the cross. We praise thee for the rent veil. We bless thee for the one who made a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. We thank thee and we rejoice in those mighty words that he uttered at Calvary. It is finished. And in Him, and in the work of the cross today, those of us who are saved, we have a perfect standing before Thee. And our Father, we praise Thee today that because of the Lord Jesus, we have a unique relationship with God. We thank Thee that Thou art our loving Heavenly Father, a God who cares, a God who knows, and a God who understands. We rejoice that there is one at God's right hand today, and Thy word tells us that He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. We rejoice that He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Oh God, we thank Thee today for the Savior. But Lord, Thou knowest the cause that finds us together today. We must admit before Thee, Lord, today that our hearts are heavy and sad within us. We have come together to mourn the passing of a man of God. One Lord, who we believe stood head and shoulders above us all. Yet one today, whom we triumph to know, is absent from the body. Yet He is present with the Lord. Father, this afternoon, our hearts are sad, yet they are full of triumph. We praise Thee for this great gift to the church, for we believe that our beloved friend and brother was that. We thank Thee for His ability to handle Thine infallible Word. And we praise Thee for the many things that we learned from Him. Things that are fresh in our memory today, and things that will remain with us until we join them at God's right hand in glory. We praise Thee for His ability in the preaching of the gospel. We thank Thee for the hundreds, yea, thousands today who are saved by the grace of God and were led to the feet of the Savior through the mighty ministry of our brother. Oh God, today we give Thee thanks. But Lord, He is gone now. Oh Lord, we thank Thee, He's home. Sweet home. Where He'll never roam. But Lord, Thou knowest those near and dear to Him today who mourn. Father, we thank Thee that God knows. God cares. And God understands. We thank Thee for the words of that lovely hymn that we learned from our brother that's gone. No aching heart, with sorrow torn. Thy Lord is near. He knows. He knows it all, the pathway worn with weary cares and woes. Rejoice, faint heart. His way is best. Thy Lord is near. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. Thy God is near. He knows. Move upon the hearts of His sons today. Move upon their family circles. Move upon His beloved wife. Minister to them according to their need. Father, we think what is recorded in Thy word about Samson. He slew more at his death than he did in his life. And Father, we thank Thee for this crowd today. A tribute to the many that Willie slew in his life for God. But Lord, may his passing be a voice to all who know Thee not. Amen. And grant indeed that in this service today, there will be those who will come and will make His Savior their Savior too. Leave the building rejoicing in the knowledge of sins forgiven. So, Father, with confidence we commit the meeting to Thee now. Lead on in every detail. Above everything today, we pray that great glory and great honor will come to the name of Jesus. In His worthy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Willie Mullen would never have professed to be a gospel singer, but he did know the value of spiritual song, and he appreciated those who could engage in that ministry right well. Joan Abney was one of Willie's favorite soloists, and we are delighted that he's with us this afternoon, and he's going to minister in song now. Mr. Joan Abney.
Down from His glory, ever living story, my God and the Savior came, and Jesus was His name. Born in a manger, to His own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears and agony. Oh, how He loved me, how He has saved me. Oh, how He suffered to ransom me. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in Him. What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight. God gracious, tender, laid aside His splendor, stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul. Without reluctance, flesh and blood His substance, He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know Thou wert the great I Am. Oh, how He loved me, how He has saved me. Oh, how He suffered to rise. from me. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in
him. Next hymn I've been asked to sing, entitled After. Would you join in the final chorus with me? He will be waiting for me, Jesus, so kind and true. On his beautiful throne, he will welcome me home after the day is through, after the toil and the heat of the day.
After the toil and the heat of the day, after my troubles are past, after the sorrows are taken away, I shall see Jesus at last. He will be waiting for me, Jesus, so kind and true. On his beautiful throne, he will welcome me after the day is through. After the heartaches and the sighing shall cease, after the cold winter's blast, after the conflict comes glorious peace, I shall see Jesus at last. He will be waiting for me, kind and true. On his beautiful throne, he will welcome me home after the day is through. Shadows of evening shall fall, after my anchor is cast, after I list to my Savior's last call, I shall see Jesus at last. He will be waiting for me, Jesus, so kind and true. On his beautiful
This afternoon we are delighted that the former pastor of Newcastle Baptist Church, James Irvine, is with us. We're going to ask him now to pay a special personal tribute and render the Bible reading, and afterwards the Woodville Male Quintet will bring their contribution in song. Pastor Irvine.
First of all, shall we read the word of the Lord? We find it in John's Gospel, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. It were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and the servant shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. We know the Lord well, for he always does, own and honors, and blesses his own precious word. As a minister of the gospel, there are times when a man has very hard tasks to perform. And although I have been in the ministry for well over 40 years, I believe this is the hardest task that I have ever been asked to perform, to speak about our brother, Willie Mullen. You see, I knew him far better than any of the rest of you. I mean, I knew him longer. I've known Willie Mullen for over 50 years. He and I played football against each other as schoolboys yonder in Hallmark Park. In our town in Uitenhage, we used to have our schoolboys' league, and you hadn't to be over 14 years of age. And our teams came from different ends of the town. I came from East End, played for them. Willie Mullen played for Church End. And we played against each other as boys yonder in Hallmark Park over 50 years ago. Our paths didn't cross so much because he lived at one end of the town and I lived at the other after the football finished. But then he got saved by the grace of God. And about a year later, I got saved as well. And yonder in Uitenhage, we got to know each other better. We labored together. We went preaching together in our younger days, telling men and women of Jesus Christ. Now, I know that some of you always thought that he was stern and sometimes maybe hard as you talked to him, but he had his humorous sides. My many a good day we had together as we laughed and played with the boys. You wouldn't have believed to see Willie Mullen and me creeping round chairs with guns in our hands playing cowboys and Indians. But many a time we did.
And he used to dress up in a red coat that my wife had and act to be the prince. And I used to drill the boys, and they took it so serious in those days as we played together. I think the only holiday that the Mullen family took together was with the Irvines. We went to Bangor together for our holidays. And what a time it was. You see, he wouldn't go out only at night. And I had to sit in till he would go out with me at night. And we used to walk round Bangor at 1 or 2 in the morning, strolling round Bangor. One night we were going out, and as we stepped out, it must have been about almost 1 in the morning, the rain started to come on, very gentle. And he said to me, "Irvine, I was talking to an old professor, and he told me if it was raining like that, if you walk with your face up to the rain and let it hammer onto your face, it's good for your nerves." I didn't know my nerves were bad. I never knew they were. But anyway, to please him, he and I walked with our faces up round Bangor, letting the rain fall on them. And then we came to the shore. And he said, "You know, this old professor said to me, if you ever come to the shore, take off your shoes and socks and just paddle along the edge, and that's good for your nerves." And this was 2 o'clock in the morning. And I says, "Well, if somebody come down and saw me paddling along there and my bare feet at 2 in the morning, they'd have the police out for me." And these are the kind of things that we used to do. Why, what happy times we had together as we laughed and played, as well as the serious side of preaching the old-fashioned gospel of the grace of God. And then God began to work. We began to go out to missions, to meetings, and preaching the old-fashioned gospel of the saving grace of God. I remember he often said this from a pulpit, but I was the first that he came to with it. And he said to me one day, "You know, Jim, I was reading in the Word of God where it says that the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ should shine in unto them." And he says, "Jim, I discovered this. There's one thing the devil fears. Just one thing. And that's the gospel. Shit, he doesn't fear anything else. You can do what you like. He only fears the gospel." And he says, "Jim, from now on, you and I will preach the gospel." And for 40 years, both of us preached the old gospel of God's saving, sovereign grace. You know, we often had very serious talks together as we discussed the things of God. One day, I'll never forget, as we were talking, he said this to me. He said, "You know, Jim, when it comes to the end of life, all over. It's just you and God. There's no other buddy there. Just you and God." And that's true, friend. When we come to the end of life, there's no other buddy there. Doesn't matter what people think about us. Doesn't matter what people say about us. When we come to the end of life, it'll be only God and me. Mr. Ham, I'll give my account. And that day. So we went out together and preached the word of the Lord together, ministered the truths of God. We used to stand at the open air yonder in Donaghadee preaching the word of God. We were better off than Paisley. He got summons for preaching it in Donaghadee.
Is that right? Yes, sir.
The summons to him for preaching it. He was that rough at it anyway. Yeah. But we weren't. We were good. We preached the gospel. We were in Grey Abbey and Cumber and all round proclaiming the unsearchable riches of Christ. And then he went out to preach with the home mission I had been the home mission evangelist, and then after I left, Willie Mullen came on as the home mission evangelist. He traveled the whole of the north of Ireland with a caravan belonging to the home mission, preaching the word of the Lord. Many souls were brought savingly to know Jesus Christ through him. God really worked through Willie Mullen. Amen. And many a soul was brought to the feet of Jesus Christ, rejoiced in the knowledge of sins forgiven. Then he got a call to the Bloomfield Baptist Church, where he ministered, I think, for about 2 years. Then he got a call to Lurgan. I remember him telling me about the call. He said, you know, I didn't know really what to do. I had got this call for to go to Lurgan. I was happy where I was. And he was reading where it talks about Peter when he went up to the house to pray. The three men came to him. And he said he wasn't long after finished reading and praying when the door knocked and three men came from Lurgan to ask him would he go and be the pastor there. And he went to Lurgan, and we know just what God did through him. He found his niche there. It was the place God wanted him to be. And for 25 years, Willie Mullen preached the old-fashioned gospel. He never went away from it. He just preached the old gospel faithfully and clear and plain, and ministered the word of God to the saints and built them up, and had one of the biggest Bible classes in the whole of the British Isles. It was tremendous to go in to see the crowds that gathered with their Bibles for to hear the word of God. And remember, brethren, he had no gimmicks. There was nothing like that. You simply went in. He read the word of God, you prayed, sung a hymn, and you were into the book. So he ministered there until the time came when Willie passed into the presence of the Lord. I haven't a single doubt in my mind that one day we'll meet again.
Amen.
Not a single doubt. Not a single doubt in my mind. And we might even talk about the old days as we ran about Newton Ards as boys. And God saved us. God called us into his work. You see, I say I know him longer than any other body. I'm sure in this hall today, even than his own family, even than his own wife. You see, Willie Mullen went to school with my wife. And Mrs. Mullen went to school with me. That's the reason why she's so wise today. Oh, there's so many memories, isn't there? You begin to think about. I remember him playing football in Hallmark Park. And there was a wee curate of the Church of Ireland was playing outside left. And I think even in those days before he was saved, he was tight, you know. He just had a grudge against these boys because they didn't preach the gospel. I don't think he knew it then, but I think he had a grudge against them. And I remember the wee curate coming up the wine, and round old Hallmark Park, there was wire, just a strand of wire right round. And he hit the wee soul. And he hit the wire, and I said, he's cut in two. I thought he was. And those were the kind of things, when you begin to think about them, the happy days that we had together as we journeyed through our school days and got saved in early life and went out preaching the old gospel. We had great times with the boys, Johnny and Michael and Mary. What times we had together. Oh, I could tell you things about the boys, about Michael breaking a window and asking God to make it right again in our mass. And he prayed that all the boys could down and prayed that the Lord would fix the window. But it didn't fix them. And when he came in, his mother told him what Michael had done. And he said, I'll fix them when I get home. And my wife was all upset about these two wee souls. Look at them now. Two wee souls going to get a hammer. We says hallelujah. Imagine hallelujah and getting a hammer, Michael. But anyway, we'll tell you what the boys did. You see, when they landed in Lurgan, they jumped out and opened the gate and ran up the stairs and got into bed. And by the time he got the car in and got up the stairs, Mary says to him, ach, you couldn't hit the wee souls and them asleep. He says, I'll fix them in the morning. Well, and it was all forgot about. And it's great to see them here and to know them again and have fellowship with the boys and all. Now, I could go on telling you stories that we had in our young days, but my memories of him will be sweet. What wonderful times we had together. We used to stand shoulder to shoulder when we were saved at first, preaching the gospel of the saving grace of God. The voice is silent, but the memories will linger. And all I can say is this, to Willie Mullen, good night, old friend. I'll see you in the morning. Amen. Amen.
Bless you, go with God. mighty hand throughout the day.
Throughout the day,
His grace
your life sustain. His power relieves your pain. Your prayer be not in vain as you follow His way. Heed not those hurtful things that some may hurt. Christ is the only hope of all the world.
God bless you. Go with God throughout eternity. My prayer will always be, may you go with God. May you go with God.
Thank you to Pastor Irvine and to the Woodville Quintet. You'll have noticed from the order of service that it now says Chairman's Remarks. And some people have openly expressed their surprise that an obscure little Scotsman has been invited to chair such a large gathering in memory of so great a servant of God as Willie Mullen, who was every inch not an Irishman but an Ulsterman. Now, I would like to satisfy the curiosity of these people. 59 years ago, in 1922, to be precise, W.E. Tucker, who was a Scotsman from Broughty Ferry, near Dundee, was pastor of the Iron Hall Assembly. Some of you know that Dr. Tucker in his day was an able teacher of the Word of God and an evangelist whose ministry it pleased the Lord to bless abundantly. Tucker established in the Iron Hall the Easter Convention, at which there ministered men of God from a small but a very select group of preachers. James McKendrick, James McFarlane, who was brother-in-law to James McKendrick, James Moffat, R.D. Johnston, these men all came from Scotland to serve here in the east of Belfast. And others from Ulster who were in the pool were men like Pastor Ravy, Pastor H.H. Orr, and Pastor Ollie. Now, my father was invited from Glasgow as soloist to the convention by Dr. Tucker in 1922. And he returned every year without fail to sing at that convention until his death in 1947. Now, Mr. Tucker led Willie Mullen to Christ, but he did more than that. He recognized the preaching ability of Willie Mullen, and he invited him to share the ministry at the Easter Convention, which by that time was being carried on in Temple Moor Hall. And it was there that Willie Mullen, the young preacher, met my father, James Mitchell, the veteran gospel soloist. And so it was natural that when I arrived in Ulster in 1966, Willie Mullen should try to encourage the son of his former friend. And oh, how he encouraged us. God sent Willie Mullen to the Iron Hall
just over 2 years ago in 1978 for a special mission, which became an extra special mission in the number of people who were led to Christ. You know, around the Lord's table this morning in the Iron Hall, a brother who's present today in this service rose up and ministered the word of the Lord to God's people. And that man, when he came into the Iron Hall in November 1978, was almost as bad as Willie Mullen was before his conversion. But he was led to Christ during the mission, and this morning he ministered the word of the Lord to the Lord's people. All the story of the mission is told in the booklet, The Battle for Ballymacarrick. This afternoon I was thinking that Paul called Epaphroditus, my brother, my companion in labor, and fellow soldier, and he that ministered to my wants. Epaphroditus was in the family. He was in the field. He was in the fight. And he was in the fellowship. And I feel that these words apply equally to Willie Mullen. And my prayer is that out of this great gathering this afternoon, God will raise up many more like him. We are going to sing together now the second hymn on our sheet, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. When we come to verse 3, the ladies only will sing these words. Thank you. We would like to take this opportunity of thanking the organist, Mr. Mark Spratt, ALCM, for his help this afternoon. And we want you to know that the official recording of today's service has been done by Ambassador Productions, and it will be available from them and from the leading Christian bookshops throughout the city. And I would like, as a former printing works manager, to congratulate our friends who were responsible for the production of this beautiful souvenir program. It's a good job, well done, and a delight to have.